present this unabridged recording of The Cloud Leopard's Daughter, The Smuggler's Wife, Book 4, written by Deborah Challoner and read by Louise Crawford. In memory of my dearest friend, Mary Ellen Nichols, 1945 to 2016. Prologue. Sydney, November, 1856. The moment the gangway hit Queen's Wharf, Amber Farrell shot along it like a rat down rigging, her plait flying, the tail of her shirt flapping loose from her trousers.
Oi!
Her father, Captain Rion Farrell, shouted.
Come back here! Where do you think you're going?
Amber skidded to a reluctant halt.
To find Bow? Not on your own, you're not. You wait till someone can go with you.
Amber's mother, Kitty, appeared at the gunwale.
And you're not going ashore looking like that. Come back and put on a dress. Ma, it's only Bow. She won't care.
Perhaps not, but I do. Come on, back you come. Amber looked mutinous, as if she might just turn and run off anyway. But after a long, pointed glare at her parents, she sighed and stomped back up the gangway.
I am 16, you know,
she muttered as she stalked past her father.
I hardly need a chaperone. You damn well do,
he shot back.
Tahi can go with you, but ask Kanui first. They might have something else planned.
Amber brightened and rushed off to find Tahi and his grandfather.
And get changed,
Kitty called after her. She wasn't having her daughter gadding about Sydney looking like a ruffian.
I blame you,
Rion remarked benignly. Startled, Kitty asked, what for?
Her headstrong ways.
Me? She gets that from you, not me. Amber was soon back, dragging Tahi by the hand, which he clearly didn't mind in the least.